When it comes to your health, geography matters. And it's not just about what state or region of the country you live in. Health disparities trickle all the way down to the street level. Jess has been taking a closer look at this phenomenon, and here's some of what she found out.
There's a whole field of research devoted to understanding the impact of geography on health. And scientists who study geographic health disparities have found your zip code may actually matter more to your health and your life expectancy than even your genetics. The reason? Access. Access to things like good-paying jobs, education, safe housing, and the opportunity for physical activity close to home. Basic things many of us take for granted, like sidewalks, public parks, and transportation.
Now, you've been talking with folks from an East Knoxville organization called Five Points Up?
Yes, the East Knoxville group is working on a grassroots effort to tackle the so-called zip code curse. Five Points Up's Jackie Clay says they started with a big survey of the neighborhood. They tallied up the pluses and minuses of living there. They looked at what qualities promote health and which ones do not. And they found a major driver of health disparities in Five Points is transportation. That's because many residents don't own a car. So when I met Jackie at a Five Points park, she explained how not owning a car impacts people's ability to get to the grocery store. They often have to walk.
Walk to a Dollar General, walk to the Stop and Go, walk to the Family Dollar, and there's food in there, but it's not good quality food.
What Jackie is describing here is known as a food desert. It's a term defined by the USDA as a low-income census tract without an easily accessible grocery store. The federal government says for urban areas, this means there's no real supermarket within a mile. For people in rural areas, there's no supermarket within 10 miles. Food deserts are common in many low-income neighborhoods across the United States. You'll find some right here in Knoxville.
But it's not just the location of a supermarket that affects our health, right? It's also a question of cost. Fresh fruits and vegetables tend to be more expensive than packaged food, and that can lead someone with a lower income to eat more packaged foods. Doctors link some of those to serious health problems like obesity and diabetes.
A bag of grapes is expensive. Yeah. And so if you have to decide between the bag of grapes that's almost $5 or three cans of processed food that's a dollar, I think more people, more often than not, they're going to reach for what's economical.
To try and solve this affordability issue, Five Points Up is working on developing some local solutions. The group is organizing fitness classes. They're helping to coordinate efforts to teach more families to grow their own vegetable gardens at home. But Clay says more supermarkets and locally operated farmers markets are also urgently needed.
We'd like to take you to one of those food deserts now, a section of the Park Ridge neighborhood, north and east of downtown Knoxville. Leslie Snow recently visited Park Ridge and brings us the story of 11 women who have decided it's time to make a change in their lives.
These women meet regularly in this modest blue house with white windows and a pretty front porch. It's a safe place for them to talk about their health problems, their lifestyles, their aspirations. Some, like Danita, know they can talk honestly about their weight, and no one's going to judge them.
Sometimes you feel like you're in a place and everybody eats out healthy, and here you are just like huge, you know, and you're like, how did they get that little?
The house is called Hope Central. Inside, the walls are covered with colorful murals and passages from the Bible. Rooms are filled with older furniture that's been donated and cobbled together. And in a meeting space that was once a dining room, the 11 women gather around a large folding table. They're looking at a pie chart and listening intently to a dietitian who's explaining portion size.
You're supposed to fill up half of your plate with fruits and vegetables, a quarter with some grains, and a quarter with meat.
This is nice. This makes it so simple. This is going to be easy to follow this way. I like this.
Most of the women at the table come from Park Ridge. And while each is different in her own way, they have one thing in common. They've decided to try to live a healthier lifestyle in a neighborhood where tradition, geography, and low wages make it difficult, and where the closest grocery store is a bus ride away.
So you ride the bus, even if you do get $400 worth of food stamps, you can't do a month's worth of shopping via the bus.
That's Vita, the unofficial leader of the group. The other women at the table nod. It's one of the many challenges they face. Even if they can get to the grocery store to find healthier options, they can't always afford them. This is Debbie.
For me, when I go to the grocery store and I look at the prices, because of the smaller portions, but the higher prices on the food that's better for us. It's hard price-wise.
Not all of the women use EBT cards or food stamps, but most are on some kind of government assistance, like Denise.
I draw disability, so I don't get stamps. I get $54. And to go take $54 to the grocery store is really hard to buy.
Even with all those obstacles, Denise says one of the biggest is giving up the food she loves.
I'm going to say this as a black lady. We eat some strange things. Chitlins, neck bones, hog maws, things that people are like, ugh. But we eat them, and that's high blood pressure.
Those old habits have taken a toll on some of them, like Keisha.
I had two total knee replacements, and a heart valve put in. And it's been a real challenge for me, and I'm not nothing but 36 years old.
But it goes deeper than that. For women like Denise, there's an emotional toll that comes with being unhealthy.
With my health, sometimes I get really depressed.
Eating right helps with the depression. So does exercise and being in the company of women facing the same challenges. When they walk at a nearby park, they urge each other to walk a quarter mile, then a half mile. When one struggles, the others pick her up.
We know we're lifting, we're rooting for each other. And I think that's one of our big positives.
It's easier when you got somebody that wants to do the same thing. And everybody here, we know each other. So I love this group of women. I'm happy where I'm at right now. Even though I do have a health issue, I'm happy. I think this probably ain't never been this happy in my whole life.
For Truckbeat, I'm Leslie Snow.
You can watch a web-only video story about Five Points' battle against the zip code curse online at WUOT.org and Truckbeat.org. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And don't forget, Truckbeat is also available as a podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Jess Mador.
And I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell. Truckbeat is a part of the East Tennessee Listening Project on WUOT, and it's brought to you by Finding America, a national initiative of the Association of Independents in Radio, with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the WUOT Lauren P. Murphy Endowment Fund.